I want to understand how God's bountiful love is within me. Because I know it's within me, but then sometimes the world tells you.
Welcome to the Bits of Grace podcast, where we dive into honest conversations about finding God's grace in the mundane moments of daily life.
Bits of Grace is your bi-weekly reminder that God's love isn't just reserved for big, dramatic moments. It's also in the quiet whispers, the small victories, and even the challenging times that God's love is present.
Listen as we uncover the little taps of God's love that are all around us, transforming our perspective on what it means to live in His grace.
Here we are, your Bits of Grace podcast hosts, Anne Christine Peña Redondo
and Carla Ravanes Hayam.
What are you grateful for in 2024? O diba na grime? Gusto ko yan.
Yes,
maliban right. Sa alliteration. Ang mga rhyming. Yes. So, let's start with Carla. I know, Carla, you've had a wonderful time going back here in the Philippines. We were talking about it prior to our recording. But yes. In the whole of 2024, what are the things or experiences, people that you were grateful for?
I think what I'm most grateful for in 2024 were the things that I was not thankful for while I was in it. So I would say that I'm very thankful for the strength that got me through all the hard times in 2024. I think for most people, based on their Instagram 2024 recap, it wasn't really an easy year. But looking back, I would say it was the year that took me out emotionally and towards the end of the year physically because I got sick. But I think it showed me just how strong I was and how much I could take. I'm not saying I need more. Sana okay na doon. But yes, I think it just showed me that even if you go through like the most difficult year, you can still be grateful for it. Syempre, we don't want to add, to our year, to any difficulty. We want a soft and happy year. But when these things come, you realize that, you have the strength to overcome. And I think that's a good lesson to learn. How about you, Anne? What are you grateful for in 2024?
I'm supposed to post this, kaya lang sabi ko, we're gonna have a recording, so I'll just say it there. So, ang tamad mag-type, ang weird natin, no? And I call myself a writer. So I remember taking a photo of this office. This is my home office, by the way. On the last day of the year.
Mm-mm.
And I realized that most of the time, nobody sees this room except me, my mom, and my brother because it's in the house. And I really don't take a photo of what's in here. Mm-hmm. So partly took me back with what happened in 2024 because I consider it an inside job for me because I underwent therapy.
Mm-mm.
So actually, December 2023 pa lang, I already started that. So I finished it in June. So I call it an inside job because just like nobody is seeing my home office most of the time, I underwent that process, of course, all by myself kasi ako lang naman yung nag-therapy. Tapos pangalawa, physically or at if you see me, like wala namang pagbabago, there's nothing to see na parang there's a change in you physically. Like you really don't see it. So to me, it's an inside job. And it's one of, I think, the best decisions that I've done, not only last year, but also in my life. Because I went into that therapy telling myself that if I'm going to live until 80, if God wills it, then I'm on the halftime of my life. So parang to me, aside from what I was feeling felt off in the last few years, ever since my dad died, and ever since I underwent another bout of cancer. So parang sabi ko, I really felt off. And if you're aware of yourself, I'm happy na I'm aware of that. Parang something was off. So parang sabi ko, I'm in the halftime of my life. So let's see what happened in the last four quarters of my life. Parang 40 years of my life. And yeah. ano yung dadalin ko, saka ano yung iiwanan ko sa next half. So, sabi ko sa sarili ko, sabi ko nga, no, it's an inside job. Nobody sees this office.
Yeah.
And at the same time, sabi ko nga, no, nobody saw what I went through. And it's somehow difficult and at the same time, a learning experience. Because I took it as a learning experience. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, kunyari nagtitake ako ng psychology lessons. Because actually, may second, ang gusto ko talagang, second course ko, na gusto ko sana ng college, psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi ko, sige, I'm gonna take this as a psychology course. And the subject is me. Parang ako yung test subject. Parang gano'n. So, it's one of the best things that I did. Na parang kahit na grateful ako sa ibang bagay, like I got to travel again after post-pandemic, and I got to rekindle friendships with our former office mates in Southville, and yeah. also continued the ones that I have. And parang in the first quarter of 2024, never had a client. And then pagdating ng April, hanggang dire-diretso na, hanggang December, nagkaroon pa hinga, parang gano'n. Parang, I'm grateful for that. But I told myself na parang kahit hindi nangyari yung mga yun, kung yun lang yung pinagdaanan ko, yung nag-undergo ako ng therapy and I finished it, that to me is, kumaga, ano yun? Yun na yung icing of, yun na yung cake, yun na yung pinaka-cake. Yun yung lahat-lahat na yun, hanggang icing ganun. Kasi it allowed me to know myself and at the same time, allowed me to tell myself na I still need to do a lot of things to improve myself. Not only mentally, but also spiritually, emotionally, and all other areas of my life. So, that was the year. And ako happy ako for what you shared. Kasi I know it was also hard for you. Like what you mentioned a while ago na yung sa Instagram. Nakita ko din yun na parang people are saying that this may be a hard year for you, but next year it's a comeback year for you. Na parang I know you've also gone through challenges last year, and ako I'm happy na sa dami ng pinagdaanan mo last year, you came home, you were able to came home, it was a blessing, and you saw your parents. And knowing you na ang tagal mo nang di umuwi, sabi ko like, this is something na parang, everything is worth it, parang ganon. And I hope you felt that one.
Yes, but first off, congratulations on finishing therapy. I'm fortunate enough that in the US, it's as common as eating lunch when you say, oh, I have a therapy appointment, I can't. It's very common, but I know the stigma and the difficulty of having access to therapists in the Philippines is still something that the country is working on. I hope one day I can help. We can help in making it more accessible. It's really different. People think that therapy is pa cute lang, that you're just talking to your therapist. But it's actually one of the hardest things I've ever done, because if you're doing it right, it is the hardest thing that you'll ever do, because you have to sit with yourself and sit with things that you've probably buried in the back of your head. So it's really hard. I always sit down and I always get anxious before therapy sessions, but it's always so worth it. But to answer your question, yes, I felt like everything was in God's hands towards the end of 2024. I really wasn't expecting to go home, but it has also been 8 years since I've been home. So I feel like it was a completion, 8 years. I know 7 years is often the completion, but for me, it's just eight. Is just, I think, a symbol in numerology that, you know, it's a completion. So I felt like I was able to go back, tie up loose ends, revisit who I was when I was in the Philippines. So it was a blessing. It was a nice end to 2024. So it was good.
It was good. It was good. It was a good year. What do you look forward to doing spiritually? Kasi dami areas ng buhay natin. Let's focus on spiritually this year. Like, what do you see yourself doing?
Parang feeling ko if you focus on your spiritual side, everything else will follow. So feeling ko it's a good focus. For me, I'd like to... So last year, I thought that improving spiritually meant being part of, and this might be controversial, is being part lang of a traditional church, the church that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And as many conversations that you and I had, Anne, I've found, and this is just my own personal experience, it's hard to find authentic places who really want to build authentic communities. So I feel like in 2025, I want to be more discerning as to what spirituality is to me. I'm still in the process of, I guess I would say, they call it something. It's like, I forgot what it was called, but it's deconstructing. So deconstructing the religion that I was taught and to get to know God and Jesus for who he is and not what he was taught to me. That has also caused religious trauma. So I'm really more focused on that authenticity and in myself as well. Like, I often ask myself, am I doing this? Kasi nakasanayan ba natin na if you do good, you know, good will come. Which I think is just living authentically and loving Jesus just because I love him and not because I want to be known as a religious, spiritual person. So to be very authentic in that journey. And at the same time, to continue to explore other avenues that bring me closer to God, which is not necessarily what I've been taught in school. So I'm really on a journey of learning other healing modalities, like the use of sound when it comes to spiritual healing, spending more time in nature, mindfulness and meditation. I feel like in the world today, we have a tendency to like shun practices. I could say, oh, meditation's not good because within my religious upbringing, it was classified as something else. But sabi sa Bible, diba, meditate on my word day and night. So it's really like finding tools for myself that bring me closer to God and realizing that I don't have to explain to people why that tool works for me. Kasi diba, and I think you've probably felt this too, that sometimes we're so burdened, or at least me, we're so burdened to be the light of the world. But what does that really mean? Kasi sometimes with social media, we tend to use it as a tool to share God's light. Pero behind closed doors, after we share the verse, there's so many things within us that is not consistent with the fruits of the Spirit. So it's living that authentic life. And at the same time, it also relates back to therapy because some people think that, oh, if you have God, you don't need therapy. Well, actually, maybe God gives us tools so that the fruits of the Spirit can come out. But that's just me. It's really deconstructing the barriers and boundaries that we've been taught so we can be the best version of ourselves. That's just me. I have really expanded my consciousness in the last 2 years. So some people might think I'm weird, but yes. But if people can relate, then they're my people. How about you, Anne?
I pray first that you find God in the ordinary. That's the message of our podcast, right?
Yeah.
And also, to our listeners, I think we just want to tell you that kahit saan community ka, mabilong or magpunta, you will always have to expect that it's not perfect. Because if you're looking for a perfect community, then it's not in this world.
But I think our listeners, pero I think our listeners have to understand that is what the leader of, yung leader ba ng community nyo, is, are they consistent with what they're preaching? Kasi I've found that many communities that I've been part of, unfortunately, would take and take and increase their lifestyle. Controversial take though, but increase their lifestyle instead of helping the poor. And parang the group that I'm in now, parang celebrity na. Parang naging fan na ko. So I hope that through this podcast, we can also invite our listeners to be discerning.
Yes.
Na parang, kasi Anne, ako I admire the community that you're in. Kasi there's no, hindi sila halang.
There are communities there in the U.S. Ang dami.
I'll
look one for you. The one that's nearest for you, I'll look one for you.
Pero yes. Go ahead.
I understand where you're coming from. Kasi leaders tend to, some leaders, I'm not saying all, leaders tend to think that yung platform, probably at first, the intention is good, pero parang feeling nila the celebrity part comes to it, and then they veer away from the intention and go to the celebrity part. So it's really blinding kasi it's of this world. Being, Jesus, you know, yung parang...
Yeah, you know, Jesus was not a celebrity.
Jesus wasn't, I mean, you know, he was born in a manger.
Exactly.
Rejected.
Diba?
Parang ganun, diba? Rejected in the first place. So he wasn't a celebrity. And during this his 3 years of, you know, telling people to change their ways, he was like just another prophet, parang ganon or fake. So, but what we're telling, going back, parang what we are telling you is, whatever community you are in, it's not perfect. Kumbaga, it's made up of people who are imperfect. And one way or another, lalabas at lalabas yung mga ugali nila. Mm-hmm. And that's what some people get frustrated at. And minsan, ano din, mas, even in the Catholic faith, minsan sinasabi nila, ay, pare, wala naman yung sinasabi ko, di puro ganito, ganito. And sometimes, that's the reason why they don't go to worship anymore. Mm-hmm. So, there's no such thing as perfect community. That's why I think tama yung sinasabi ni Carla na you discern o saan community mo gustong magpunta para mas ma-enrich yung pananampalataya mo. So I think so I pray for Carla's journey on that one, that you find a community na you get to understand na, hindi ako perfect na tao, nandito ako sa isang imperfect na community, but together as we are, sinners as we get to experience God's love every day.
And I feel like the closer you are to God, the stronger the calling inside of you, if it's the right people. Like, I feel like in the past, I've tried so hard na parang just because they look great on paper. Now, this is my community. But sa totoo lang, if you're close to God and you really have a relationship with Him, He would lead you to the right people the right time. Pero you have to like really strengthen your relationship with Him kasi then you'll know if it's His voice, diba? Like what He says na, if you know me, you'll know my voice.
It's true.
Yeah, so there. It's but true. Ikaw, Anne, what is your for 2025?
Ako, this year, I'd like to get to know God more through scriptures. For the longest time, I've been wanting to read the Bible from back to back. Parang sinabi ko sa sarili ko, Anne, it's not a dream that you write on paper. Like, you should do it. Parang ganun. So, hindi ko masasabi na I'd be able to read the Bible back to back this year. But like, a book. Probably. So I'd like to start with Genesis because it's obvious. It's the first book of the Bible. I want to understand how God's bountiful love is within me. Because I know it's within me. But then sometimes the world tells you to do something or it's telling you na actually ito yung uso ngayon, ito yung trend ngayon. And sometimes you veer away from what God's message is for you, na kung gaano kanya kamahal. So, parang mas gusto kong mas maintindihan ano yung ibig niyang sabihin ng bountiful love niya para sa akin. Na, yes, His Son died for me. So, I want to explore that more. Kung parang gaano yun kahalaga from there. Because I feel like from there, if I'm able to understand it more, then I would be able to appreciate more yung presensya ng Diyos sa buhay ko. So, that's one thing. Reading the Bible is, of course, the best thing kasi it's a living proof that He existed and He dwelt among us, sabi nga. So, that's my goal. So,
have you tried the Message Bible and the Passion Translation?
I haven't. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, you should try it in the Bible app first because I found that if I read using those two versions, it feels like I'm reading a novel. So you might.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I'll try that one. So if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for listening. And we'd like to know, how was your 2024? How was it for you? Was it a hard year for you? Was it your best year yet? And let us know. And what do you look forward to being, doing, and having, at least spiritually in 2025? Because like what Carla said, when you're rooted spiritually, everything will fall into place. So, ayan. Today, ang habang saya
mo. I knew. And we also would like to invite you to share your bits of grace story with us and maybe join us on an episode.
Yeah.
So feel free to leave your comments if you're on YouTube or email us and our team will put the email directly. So thank you for listening to our first episode of the year.
Yes. And a shout out to Eloisa. She said that this is the podcast she never knew she needed. Specifically on the prayer part, because she's like, this is what she said. Eloy said, she felt like we are praying for her. Mm-hmm. Like, tutok lang, parang ganon. So I was, and we were telling each other na we created this podcast to bless at least one person. Mm-hmm. So, I was telling Carla, sabi ko, paano to? KPI reach na tayo.
Yes. So, one more person for 2025.
Yeah, one more person. And, you know, KPI reach kami. So, we thank the Lord for that, of course, because, you know, we know it's not about us. It would not always be about us. It's about God. And we thank Eloy for sharing that testimonial with us. If you have questions, suggestions, anything you'd like to say about the podcast, let us know in our socials. So let's pray for them. This is their favorite part.
Okay, let us pray. So I can pray.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for bringing us through 2024. We know, Jesus, that as we pray these words, Lord God, there are people listening on the other side who are just thinking of their 2024. Father, we thank you. We are grateful and we praise you for getting us through. But most importantly, Father, speak to the hearts of everyone who is listening right now and filled with worries for 2025. Father, there are many things that we do not say to each other, that there are many things that we cry out when we are alone. And Father, we pray today that through this episode, you speak through those fears, you speak through those worries, and you remind every single person listening of Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the plans that you have for all of us, Lord, and it's plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Father, we hold on to this promise, to this verse, and also to Ephesians 3:20, that you can do more than we could ever ask for, hope for, think, or imagine. Remind us, Jesus, that no matter what we carried in 2024, it's simply a foundation of all the great things that you can do for us. Father, we thank you for the beauty of the new year. We thank you, Jesus, that every year we can start over, we can dream again. And Father, remind the person listening, Lord God, that they are loved and that as long as they are loved and held by you, Lord God, their lives are taken care of fully and completely and that they will never lack. We speak of blessings. We speak of life to everyone listening to this podcast. And we pray, Jesus, that you continue to bless Anne and I so we could continue on this podcast. And Father, we pray, Jesus, that you send the right people at the right time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. See you in the next episode.
All right. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bits of Grace podcast.
If you felt the joy of faith in this episode, please leave a rating and a review.
You may also email us at bitsofgracepodcast@gmail.com.
Tune in next time to the Bits of Grace podcast.
In the meantime, always remember, in God's eyes, every bit of you matters.